about the big news of the year. So we might mention a few things about Trump, I suppose.
Oh, yeah.
I think climate change might get a look in.
Yeah, definitely.
But there will be absolutely no mention of... Oh.
Ooh.
What was that?
I don't know.
So I'll try it again. You know, the debate between Britain and the EU about the membership, and that, of course, we refer to as... It's happened again.
Okay, that's weird. Maybe they'll fix that glitch.
There'll be no mention of... anyway, in the book. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
So it won't be relevant.
It won't be relevant, but I guess if anything slips in, hopefully that little noise will remain, and you'll know that that's what we're talking about.
Why do you say remain, Dan?
Wait, is this subconscious propaganda? This is bullshit.
Just looking at the list of articles, there's news about whales and wigs and bees and Bezos and pigs and post and creepy crawlies, all sorts of stuff. It's all in there. Weird articles full of fabulous news.
Indeed. And you said bees and Bezos and pigs and what was the other one beginning with
Post?
Post, yes. And that gives you a clue that this is actually a book in alphabetical order. We'll be going through all 26 letters, one at a time. But actually, there may be some of the letters that aren't recorded in this very room where we're recording at the moment.
Yep, that's right. We are going to record some of our chapters or some of our letters or just some of our extracts on the road as part of our live tour. It's basically a cheat, so we don't actually have to come up with an actual live show. We're just going to redo some of the bits from this book and then we're going to insert them in here. So if you hear audiences laughing raucously or booing heinously, then it's not because we've invited 1,000 people into our recording studio. That would be very distracting. It's because we're doing the live show.
That's right. And we should say before we begin that we would like to thank all of the incredible journalists around the world who've made it possible for this audiobook to exist. And we're talking about everyone from the Birmingham Post to the New York Times, from Meat Management Magazine to the Uranus Examiner. If we didn't have them finding all the incredible stories that you're about to hear, we would be nothing. So thank you to them.
Okay, that's it from us. We hope you enjoy the book and we will see you on the other side of it for the credits.
On with the audiobook.
A. In which we learn which motorists were disappointed to see the AA, who had Noah Luck insuring their boat, which world leader turned down a $5 note, who didn't want to be sent flowers, and who absolutely shouldn't bother flying up a supervillain's bottom.
Or. Two tourists planning to visit the Norwegian village of Or ended up 1,310 kilometres away in Or.
Doesn't Or begin with O?
It does sound that way, doesn't it? What a confusing way to start the audiobook. But does audiobook begin with O, James?
You're quite right, it doesn't.
Exactly.
Very good point. Can you spell out these Ors?
Can you spell out every word you say from now on?
Certainly, yeah. It might take a bit longer. So Or is a Norwegian letter which is spelled A-A, sort of capital A, small a, sometimes, or it's alternatively spelled sort of like an English A with a little weird blob on top of the A.
It's called a hat, technically, I believe.
Is it? Mm. It's like the little ring on top of a Christmas bauble. You could hang it on a tree.
Yes, bauble, demonstrating the or sound.
Yes.
So, it is a confusing way to start the audiobook, but essentially it's the last letter in the Norwegian alphabet, but it looks like the first letter in ours. And basically these two tourists, these Chinese travellers, were spotted by Or's deputy mayor. They were literally in her front yard, and she realised they had mistakenly put Or, one spelling, into their sat-nav, and they'd actually intended to go to Or, the other spelling.
So which spelling was she living in?
Yeah, was it Or?
It was Or, James.
Okay.
Ah. Yeah.
It was in a... So Or, one of the Ors, the place they ended up, was in a village called Hyen, which is more than 1,300 kilometres south of Or. And since the tourists didn't speak Norwegian, they were Chinese tourists, and the deputy mayor didn't speak Mandarin, she was completely unable to help them. And in the midst of the confusion, actually, it probably didn't help that the deputy mayor's name was Or Berger. So spelled with another Or.
A third Or?
It's a third Or, yeah. The tourist vanished before anyone could do anything about it.
If you're on a date in a boat, you don't want to be the third Or, do you? There'll be a lot more of those puns as this book goes on.
Adventuring. A 71-year-old Frenchman crossed the Atlantic in a barrel without a paddle or an